latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester United headlines. Jose Mourinho hit out at his players for conceding two late goals and hopes they've learnt a lesson after the 4-2 win at Watford. United moved to within 5 points of leaders Manchester City, courtesy of the win at Vicarage Road, but they'd been cruising. At the break, former Watford winger Ashley Young scored two stunning goals inside 6 minutes to break, a scoring duck stretching back to May 2016. And when Anthony Martial tucked home a third, the visitors looked home and hosed. Instead, Watford hit back as substitute Troy Deeney converted a 77th-minute penalty before Adebule Dokore turned home to bring Marco Silva's side within one goal. The points would be secured in style as Jesse Lindegaard scored a fantastic solo effort after running the length of the pitch at Watford's defence, but Mourinho felt his side had taken their foot off the gas, having raced into a comfortable lead. He said it was an easy match to win comfortably. In the last minutes, we should be smoking a cigar. But in the end, it is 3 points. We had a chance for 4, 5 and 6 goals. I think the players had the feeling that it was too easy and the game was over. Then Watford reacted, scored the penalty, and that gave them the belief. The teams in mid-table have quality and no pressure. They don't feel the pressure the teams with other objectives have, so they come with everything. I think we had mistakes in the box. That cost us 2 goals, and maybe it's a good lesson. It is a good thing that we have lessons without losing points. So the next time we're winning 2 or 3 nil, I think the players will remember that is football. Moving on, Old Trafford insiders insist that Zlatan Ibrahimovic has not ruled out staying at Manchester United beyond next summer. Ibrahimovic was back in action for United on Tuesday night in the win at Watford, came on in the 88th minute for Anders Lindegaard, and great to see him back in action for the Red Devils, and the hope is that he will extend his stay at the club beyond this season as well. Finally today, Luke Shaw is the fittest player at Carrington, according to club sources.